Okay, so I'm hoping something's going to come up on the PowerPoint in a moment, because we're going to recap what we've done over the last two Sundays. So I'm hoping there's going to be some clues on the screen, and somebody might be able to tell us what happened on the very first Sunday. What was the I am saying that we looked at? There's a clue on the screen.
You led the service, you ought to be able to remember. Anyone that's not Nathaniel remember what Nathaniel talks about?
Oh. Excellent, well done. I am the gate. We learnt what it meant when Jesus said, I am the gate. And then last week, which was the messy church Sunday, anybody tell us? Reuben. Brilliant. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Well done. We're going to carry on with this theme, as I've said this morning, and we're going to have a little look at another of the I am sayings. There is a clue coming up on the screen for you. Let's see if anybody can guess which one we might be looking at this morning. Any volunteers? What are we looking at? Go for it, Val. I am the vine. Thank you very much. Yes, so we're going to be exploring this idea of what Jesus meant when he said, I am the vine this morning. So I'm going to hand over to Paul for...
Okay, we're going to do a taste test. And so I need a couple of volunteers. They need to be people who are not allergic to anything you might eat, and also people who don't object to the fact that you're going to appear on camera if you come up to the front of the service. And so if you're a younger person, you need your parent to be happy with that as well. Is that okay? Okay. And is that okay? Yeah, Grace, come on then. Out you come. Now, we have got three different kinds of grapes. Can everyone just welcome Mine and Grace? We've got three different kinds of grapes, and what I want you to do is taste one of each and tell me which is the best. Do you think we can do that?
Yeah.
Fantastic. So we're going to start over here with some red grapes. Try one of those. First impression, nice or nasty?
Nice.
Is it sweet or is it sour?
Sweet.
Sweet, okay. Let's try a green grape. First impression, is it juicy or is it dry?
Juicy.
And is it nicer than the red grape or not as nice?
Not as nice.
Not as nice, so you preferred the red grape. Let's see the third kind of grape. What do you reckon to those? No? Grace, do you fancy one of those? Don't actually put it in your mouth, Mina.
Yeah.
No. Those are grapes that have been sat on my windowsill for the last 3 weeks. And I don't know how well you can see, but they are pretty grim. They're one or two of them... No, you, we'll offer them round at the end of the service. One or two of them have gone a bit mouldy. They've all gone a bit squished and crumpled. So, which is the nicest out of the green and red?
This one.
The red one. Do you both agree?
Yes.
Okay, fantastic. Give them a massive round of applause. So, not all the fruit is good fruit.
So, I'm going to invite Ewan back up this morning. He's going to do our reading for us, which is from John's Gospel, chapter 15, verses 5 to 8. Please feel free to reach for a pew Bible in front of you and follow along.
Ewan, are you okay to do it here with the microphone?
So, I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples.
Thank you. So let's just explore a little tiny bit in depth at what this passage is actually talking about. So firstly, when I was sort of looking into this during the week, I found it really interesting to find out that this is part of a series of teaching that Jesus did just before he was taken, arrested, and crucified. So in these last hours, this is part of the teaching that he left with his disciples. He knew what was going to lay ahead for him, and he was preparing his disciples the best that he possibly could in order to give them a message that was really, really close to his heart, because it was kind of like his last words to them. And if we look at a picture of a grapevine, and there's one on the screens for you, you can actually see that the branches are connected to the vine. Without the vine, there are no branches and therefore no fruit. So Jesus, when he says, I am the vine, he's talking about himself being the source of life. He is the vine, and we are the branches that rely on him in order to survive and flourish. It may be that the branches bear the fruit, but it's really the vine that makes it all happen. And we need to be connected to Jesus, who is working within us to help us bear good fruit for him. So Jesus says in verse 5 of the reading, if you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. And this word remain I found to be really interesting, because it's been translated in a number of different ways, such as to abide in him or to live in him. But one translation that I really liked put it this way. They said that if you stay at home in me and I stay at home in you, you will bear much fruit. If we think about our homes just for a moment, our homes are very comfortable. So Jesus is saying he wants to be part of our daily existence and make us feel like we are at home. Talking to him is like talking to our best friend. And being with him is like sitting on our favourite sofa. And as we go through this morning service, we're going to discover a little bit more in depth about how we can remain in him and become closer to Jesus. So I'm going to hand over to Paul now for the memory verse.
Now, I couldn't bring an actual grapevine to the service this morning, but I've brought George. And George is a plant. And George is a bit like a grapevine in some ways, because he has some stalks, and on those stalks are lots and lots of leaves. And the stalk is the bit that Jesus called the vine, so one of those things that goes down into the ground, that's what Jesus called the vine. And then it has all these branches and leaves on it. And George, as you may notice just by looking at him, George needs water. If he doesn't have enough water, then George goes a little bit like this, shriveled and dry and dead and just not very good as plants go. So when I give George water, if I put the water down here, how does the water get into the leaves? Come on then, Minaya, use a hand up first. How does the water get into the leaves? Goes through the roots, very good. And then where does it go after the roots? It goes through the stem, fantastic. So the water goes through the roots and then up through the stem and into the leaves. So what would happen to George's nicest leaves if I was to cut through that stem? Shall I?
No, no.
Everyone's going, no, and Nathaniel's going, yeah, do it, do it. I'm not going to do it. But what would happen if I did? What would happen to those leaves on that stem if I cut through? Grace, go on. It would fall off and it would die, and then what would it look like? It would look exactly right. It would look like this in a short time. It would look dry and dead and not really like one of George's nice green branches at all. Do you know, sometimes Jesus said things that were so simple that we don't really take them in and stop and think about them enough. Here's what Jesus said. He said that he is like the central stalk, and that we need to be, if we're the leaves, we need to be connected to him. Otherwise, our spiritual lives will end up dry and dead and lifeless like this. And that fruit in our lives, the things that Anne-Marie was talking about a few minutes ago, and the things that we just sung about and did those actions about, all those fruit that he wants us to have, the love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and, can you remember the rest of it? Faithfulness, there you go, song worked, right there. The fruit won't be any good unless we are connected to Jesus. And so I want to ask you two questions. One of them's quite important, and the other one is really important. Here's the first question. What do you think it means to stay connected to Jesus? This is not a rhetorical question. You can put your hands up, and you don't have to be under 20 to put your hands up. What do you think it means to stay connected to Jesus? Let's have a few suggestions. Come on then, I'll start over here, but I am going to move this way as well. So, Grace, how about you first? Living, what ways might we live with Jesus? Okay, living the way that God wants you to, that's a good answer. Minnie? The question was, what sorts of things might it mean to stay connected to Jesus? How could you stay connected to Jesus? Praying to him, that's a great answer. Don't give me any more answers because there's people itching to tell me things. Who else has got an answer? Yes? Reading God's word, reading the Bible. Thank you, Belle. That's definitely another way. Any other answers? Yeah.
Being grateful.
Being grateful, thanking him for things. Yeah, great answer. Any other answers? You've got another one. Come on then.
Showing the fruit of the Spirit.
Brilliant. Yes. You have to shout it a bit louder.
Caring
for people. That's a great answer. Yeah, come on. Eternal life. That's one of the things that comes out from being connected to him, isn't it? So I guess living that eternal life could be part of it, couldn't it? Yeah, good answer. Anyhow, Karis.
Worship
and singing. I was waiting for somebody to say that. That's definitely part of it as well. So there's some great ideas there. Praying and reading the Bible and worshipping and perhaps going to our small groups. That's a way of staying connected to Jesus, isn't it? Coming to church on a Sunday is another way of staying connected to Jesus. But there's a more important question. That was the sort of important question. Here's the really important question. How are you going to stay connected to Jesus tomorrow and Tuesday and Wednesday? Because there is a massive... That was a rhetorical question, which means I'm going to answer it, ask it, and then I'm going to answer it. Because there's a massive difference between knowing how to stay connected to Jesus and staying connected to Jesus. There's a massive difference between knowing how to and actually doing it. It's a bit like eating. If I asked you, how do you eat well? You probably come up with answers like you need to buy good food, you need to cook it properly, you need to cut it up with a knife and fork, you need to put it in your mouth, you need to chew it well, and then you need to swallow it. And you can know all of that, and it will not stop you from starving to death if you don't actually eat. And knowing how to stay connected with Jesus doesn't connect you to Jesus. It's actually doing it. So the real question isn't, do you know how to stay connected to Jesus? It's, what are you going to do about it tomorrow? The other real question is, where's my other piece of paper? There we go. And if you're a parent, what are you going to do this week to help your kids to build habits of staying connected with Jesus? What are we going to do as a family to help us develop habits of staying connected with Jesus? Because this is important, and it's not something we often say as ministers, but coming to church is not enough. Coming to church once a week doesn't keep you connected to Jesus for 7 days a week any more than having Sunday lunch and then not eating again till the next Sunday will stop you from wasting away with hunger. Coming to church is not enough. What are you going to do tomorrow that's going to connect you to Jesus? And it's such a simple question that sometimes we skip right over it. Sometimes church, I don't just mean this church, I mean the church, has got so good at asking the how do we question that we forget to ask the are we actually doing it question. What are you going to do tomorrow to connect you to Jesus? To stay spiritually healthy, we need to be reading our Bibles. Not once a week on a Sunday, but every day. We need to be spending time chatting to our Heavenly Father in prayer. Not once a week on a Sunday, but every day. We need to be spending time worshipping. That doesn't necessarily mean singing songs, although it can mean singing songs. But if it's just on a Sunday, you're going to be wasting away. And if that's all something that maybe you've not thought about before, I really want to help you. I want to be practical about it. I'm not going to talk in full detail now, but come and have a chat with me afterwards. There are some fantastic apps. If you are a phone user and you like to do things through technology, there are some fantastic apps that will enable you, will give you some prompts to spend time connecting with Jesus every day. I've started using an app called Lectio 365. It's wonderful. There's loads of others. Come and have a chat with me. I can point you in different directions. If you're more of a paper book user than a phone user, then you can get Bible notes, which every day will say, read this, here's some questions to think about, here's something as a prompt to pray and to worship and to be thankful. And we've actually got somebody within the church who will order those for you and provide them for you. If you haven't got some, ask me after the service, I will give you some. If you are a parent and if you've got young children, there are some brilliant, brilliant books. And these are just a few I've grabbed off my shelf, but if they'd be useful to you, have them. God Venture is a sticker book that goes through different Bible stories and enables children to engage with those Bible stories and for you to have prayer times together. God and Me for younger kids is a daily devotional for a whole year with Bible passages to look at and with prayers to pray and all sorts of fun things to think about. Not So Quiet Times is something similar that's sort of slightly older in where it's scoped for, and a couple of different kids' Bibles that are designed to get the children telling you the Bible story so that they can engage with them. If any of those would be useful to you, come and borrow them, come and have them. I would love you to give those some use, because it's not always easy. It's not always easy to make a daily habit of connecting with Jesus. But if we don't, we end up spiritually like this branch. Jesus said, if you remain in Me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from Me, you can do nothing. So please, please, don't answer question one and know how to connect with Jesus and stop there. The important question is question two. How are you going to connect with Jesus tomorrow?